B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast.
No Loren, just us.
Yes, Loren was out sick today, so Roy and I were holding down the fort, as they say.
What do you think the show went?
I don't know. It was a weird day, too, because not a lot of people were working because it was Veterans Day.
Yeah.
But if you think about what we did today, we got a lot of stuff out. We found out Kanye's changing his name.
Yes.
We played the new version of Baby It's Cold Outside featuring Kelly Clarkson and John Legend.
Yes.
It's a little more woke.
I love it. Big fan.
What was the one line in the old one that you weren't a fan of?
Say, what's in this drink?
Doesn't matter, just drink it.
I mean, how much more problematic do you have to be with that line? And then, you know, we had people who's like, the original is just fine. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's really not.
I know. And I said on the air, and like, I'll reiterate it again here on the podcast. It's like, Amanda was asking me what I thought about the original. I'm like, you know what? It's not even really a Christmas song to me. To me, the guy sounded beggy. Like, without even breaking down the lyrics, just the back and forth, the guy's beggy. And like, that's not my scene.
No, typically when I hear no, I stop.
Right.
Well, they're not into me.
But you know what's so crazy is that's not like how society works. Mm. Like, we're learning more and more that like no means yes to so many people. And I would never... And you can go back and ask girlfriends. I swear, like I'm putting it out there, I've never put someone in an awkward position. Now, I kissed them, and that was awkward. Why are you doing that? I'm dead serious, dude.
I just imagine some, like, this is really bad. Like, there ends up like being some allegation, and the news plays this audio clip. It's like when, remember when Lauer interviewed Charlie Rose, I think, about his sexual harassment claims?
And Lauer was all over him?
Yeah, like giving that guy hell. Meanwhile,
he's
an abuser himself.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm not saying that about you. I was laughing at that comment.
No, I literally, my whole life, and you know me, I was single, you know, prior to Tinder and, you know, Bumble and all that stuff. So, like, I would actually have to go up to women and be like, hey, start a conversation, get a drink. And if they said no, it ended there.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, if they said yes, who knows where it would go, but it definitely was consensual. Like,
sure.
I just wasn't into that.
Yeah.
You know, it's no fun begging. Anyway, John Legend's version is actually pretty funny because he goes on to say, like, why are you still living with your parents?
Yeah. She's like, my father will start to worry. Why are you living with your parents?
And Kelly Clarkson and John Legend. I mean, I've always loved Kelly's voice. Catch My Breath is one of my favorite Kelly Clarkson songs.
Mm.
It's my power anthem some days when I feel like I'm a little exhausted. I need a little pick-me-up in the afternoon. John Legend, of course, his vocals speak for themselves. So that was interesting. We also talked about how my wife was texting Greg T, the frat boy from the Elvis Duran show, instead of my neighbor, Greg.
Okay.
She texted back today. She's like, I feel so dumb. Send me Greg's number. So I sent her the real Greg. My neighbor, Greg, has his last name ends in
T.
It starts with a T. Yeah, his last name starts with a T. But Greg T, I worked with years ago. So his number's in my phone and we share. Why is her number? Why are we sharing our number? Is it the cloud?
I don't know. Sterling does the same. Like, it's the same thing where he shares it with his dad. And so, like, sometimes when his mom will call, it'll be like wife.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes, and it's not all the time, because sometimes Sterling will call and it'll be like mom. And it's very strange. Those who share cloud accounts, it messes everything up, which is why Loren has so many issues, because she has like 17 accounts for iClouds between all of her devices and nothing's ever working right.
Yeah, I definitely have like some of my wife's contacts in here, like just people that I don't talk to.
Can you see your wife's text messages?
No, I have that. We have that like shut off.
That's so
interesting. We don't share that. Yeah. But like I'm looking right now, there's a bunch of different names in here that like stores that my wife sells to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wonder if Greg T would answer. Should I call him? Let's see.
Is he still in the rear? Maybe we should call the request line. Oh, he'd be like, who is this?
Yeah, we haven't spoken in 20 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We've insta'd and messaged, but let's see. It's ringing in case those people on the podcast don't know. And did we explain that Greg T, the frat boy, was a guy who worked on Elvis Duran's show in New York?
I probably not.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay. So anyway, my wife has been texting him about my my son. Like, hey, is Dean down there? Hey, can you send Dean home? For the last year, thinking that it was my neighbor. She's like, it's Greg T. That's our neighbor. I go, no, no, no. Here's our neighbor's contact.
That's funny.
It was really funny. So, and you would think that Greg would send back a message saying, like, hey, sorry.
I don't have your kid.
Yeah. Your kid's not here. I don't know a Dean.
Mm-hmm.
So that... It's actually really funny. Tomorrow we'll get into that more.
Other things that we talked about on the show is our meetings, like mandatory meetings. You know, Elon Musk has a rule with Tesla that if you're in a meeting and it's a waste of your time, and not like in a rude way, like people are being annoying. It's like if it truly doesn't pertain to you and the information being discussed has no relevance to you, then you should be able to get up and leave because there's better things for you to be doing with your time.
Makes total sense.
Makes total sense. Now, I will say, just because of like what we're accustomed to, if that happened in a meeting a first couple of times, you'd be like, well, screw you too.
Right, right.
But then I guess you have to have a self-realization that, well, maybe I shouldn't have invited them.
So,
which, by the way, I secretly pulled one of these moves.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. I used to be invited to this digital operations meeting because I'm the podcast captain.
Right.
And first couple times we were starting the podcast platform, I would give advice on certain things and say we should do this. And then like every week, nobody was talking about podcasts anymore. So I was like, well, I'm not showing up. It has nothing to do with me.
What would they talk about instead of podcasts?
Oh, this website hits and digital content. Mm. You should do this and yada, yada, yada.
Right. And like that doesn't pertain to me.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm a podcast.
What am I even doing here?
And honestly, even with me as podcast captain, besides of me going, yeah, it's a good idea, I don't really know which more I could contribute. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I can green light that show and say, all right, I'll create it.
But why do you need to be there?
But why do I need, like, just send me an email.
For that one time that they might have a question.
Right. Yeah. Like, just send me an email if you need something. I just stopped going, and then people just quit asking me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, our big boss, Walter, runs meetings, and those meetings are good because he's, like, in and out.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, here, his meetings move. But other people's have meetings here, and it's just, like, goes round and round and round, and then you leave, and you're like, all we're doing is meeting again in 10 days.
And then we got we have a lot of mandatory meetings coming up for digital and then open enrollment with HR. But open enrollment begins today. Today's the 11th. But we don't have our mandatory meeting about our benefits until the 26th. It's over a week from now.
Right. So, like, do we not enroll? Did you get an answer back?
I emailed our HR manager going, a few things. Like, what's this meeting about?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And why is it mandatory? Like,
right.
what's going to be discussed? And can I enroll? You know, the very legitimate question. She hasn't responded yet. But, like, why do you think...
Our enrollment meeting is mandatory?
Yeah, do you think they're going to break bad news?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Like, usually we get wind if they broke bad news, if they're bringing bad news. And, like, we got a corporate-wide email about open enrollment. And that person that sent it to us just said, hey, good news. The Beasleys are happy to announce... You know, that they'll be taking care of your health and making sure that, you know, everybody stays healthy and safe. So it doesn't, you know, it's not like, hey, there's been changes. Make sure you double check.
Right.
So I think it's somebody's job in the company corporate wise that has to maybe go to the different cities and talk.
You think so?
And maybe it's Charlotte's turn because we haven't had this in the past.
No, but I would imagine if it's ever bad news, this is how you do it, though.
I mean, I don't know. You know what? It could be about the health benefits, the HOAs or the, well, not the HOAs, the FAs. What are they? I don't use them.
Oh, the savings FS, account. The flexible spendings account.
Yeah,
the
everybody I know uses
you don't
them.
Use those?
No, I don't, and
oh,
I should.
Oh, I do. I'm a big fan of those,
yeah,
actually.
I don't.
Because it's pre-tax dollars, and then, so like I go to
I meditate.
Well, I go to therapy, and I don't pretty much ever have to pay for therapy.
That's nice.
Right.
Well, how does that work?
Well, I don't have to pay. I pay with it. So, like, at the beginning of the year, they immediately took, they took out the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't even think about it anymore.
Okay.
And so it's on this account. You know what I mean? I mean, I am paying
for
it.
What if you max out on it, though?
And then you can't go to therapy.
Mm, okay.
Or any other medical service.
Right, right. Yeah, okay.
Well, you want to break down the HSA even more?
We're breaking down the FSA and the HSAs on our podcast.
Well, we tell you what, at the end of the year, if it rolls over or not, better yet, if you want to make a non-medical purchase.
And you know what's funny is a lot of our clients send us like copy points to talk about. Like for me, it's Providence Eye. And, you know, they say, hey, make sure you tell everyone that they can use their flex spending account to help pay for LASIK mm-hmm. surgery. And you have the same thing with your dental.
Yes. In fact, on the radio, I say, listen, if you don't use it, you lose it.
And then what happened?
Someone sent me a thing. It was like, there's a law that actually says that you don't lose it.
Right. That's wrong. You guys are wrong.
I'm like, I don't know. I read what's
funny. Yeah, exactly. That's what they want us to say.
I don't understand benefits. I just go with it.
Me too. It's a total pain. Total pain. Anyway, so yeah, we talk. So then we have that meeting, and then we have like a digital meeting that's mandatory. And we just got done on the show saying that all these meetings are being cut by major companies to help make workplace production more productible, for a lack of words.
Right.
And our apparently Beasley's haven't heard about this, so now we're having more meetings. Or at least Beasley Charlotte. We love Beasley Corporate.
Oh, you know what? We are going to get bad news.
Oh, yeah? Why? What do you see?
I'm seeing a memo here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talking about how evidently that they increased our prices. The initial renewal from Aetna called for an increase of $1 million, and we were able to negotiate it down to $220,000. So there is going to be to cover this increase.
Greg T's calling me back.
Oh, really?
Hold on.
Let's put him on the podcast.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Greg, what's up? It's Steve Maney.
Who?
Oh, my God. Dude, what's up, bro?
Dude, we talked about you on the show today. By the way, I have you on speakerphone. We're recording our podcast, and you're on. Roy, my co-host, is with me. Dude, we talked about you on the show today. It's so funny. Do you have a second?
In a good way or a bad way?
Great way.
No, in a good way, dude. So, for some reason...
Wait, dude, I haven't heard from you in, like, forever. What's going on?
Bro, I only follow you on social media, so I feel like I know everything that's going on with my old bros back there.
Yeah?
But for some reason, you, Scary, me, and Brody were all on a text chain together years ago. So I saved everybody's numbers, like, individually.
Yeah.
And so I have a neighbor that lives down the street from me whose name is Greg, and his last name begins with a T. So my wife and I share... like for some reason our contacts are together, right?
Right.
So she's been texting Greg, my neighbor, and yesterday we're sitting around the fire pit with my other neighbors, and she goes, Greg must hate me because he never texts me back. So I'm talking about this on the show today. And so one of my neighbors goes, well, what number do you have for Greg? And she goes, 201, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, Greg T. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm listening out the left side of my ear. I go, oh my God, no, that's Greg T, the frat boy from
texting me.
Bro, do you remember getting any random text like, hey, send Dean home, or can Maddie have lunch at my house, or anything strange like that? Do you remember that?
No lie, I just got one the other day, and I'm like, who the hell is this? But yeah, no, so I have been getting these text messages, and they make no sense. And I say to people all the time, I go, what should I do? Should I text them back? Like, okay, we'll do. Like, I have no idea what's going on.
Dude, it's so funny. So I said on the air this morning, I was like, can't Greg T at least just text my wife back and be like, hey, sorry,
don't
wrong number.
Don't have your kid.
Yeah, I don't have your kid. I don't know who Dean is.
Right. I have nothing to do with this. I have no clue.
Oh, buddy. Well, anyway, I just wanted to call and apologize for my wife. You don't have to send the kids home, you know.
I'm so excited that it's somebody I know now. Now I'm going to text her back.
Text.
Now I know exactly. Now I'm really going to mess with her now.
Yeah, text her back and tell her that she. Hey, how are things going, dude? You slid from Elvis over to your own show on KTU.
Dude, I can't believe you're calling me, man. Dude, I'm so excited to talk to you, bro. I really am. It's been forever.
Dude, we started at Z100 together. Like, I'm reading Elvis's book, and it's like I remember it like it was yesterday. You know?
Oh man! Wow. So how are you kids?
So I got two kids. They're younger than yours. Like you, like somehow you managed to outmature me. You got married and had kids way before I did.
Yeah, I knew that my wife was better looking, you know, than me. I'm like, I better lock this up before she really finds out that I'm really just this, you know, fat ugly pig. So I'm like, I better just grab her now.
Well, look at you now. Now you're hosting your own morning show in New York. You're the.
I'm nervous. It's a lot. It really.
Oh,
is.
Dude, it's a different game.
Lot, of course, a lot of pressure, but you know, I was ready. It was 25 years, you know, with Elvis, so it was time to do something different. You know, and we're taking it slow. You know, nobody has given me the keys to the car and been like, here, go drive it wherever you want. There's so many little stipulations and things that we have to do. So we're taking our time with it, you know, growing it slow.
Yes, and did you work today or did you have off for Veterans Day?
Yeah, no, we actually worked today. Yeah,
we did too. Okay. All right, well, listen, dude, I thought it was so funny that my wife was texting Greg T thinking that it was my neighbor down the street, saying the most specific things, too, like, does Maddie like peanut butter and jelly? That's his daughter, you know, my neighbor's daughter,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, well,
all right, bro.
Good talking to you. Say hi to the crew, bud, and stay in touch.
Absolutely, man. I'm so glad you called me, dude. Very cool. All right, have a good one, dude.
Greg T, everybody, on the Rap Party Podcast. See you, Greg. Later, dude.
You think he's now going, wait, I was on a podcast?
I told him, right, didn't I? I hope that came through. That was just on my speakerphone.
No, but I think it came through. I was watching the levels.
But yeah, Greg, text back if someone's texting you like specific things. But I guess maybe he thought it might have been some fan or something.
Can I tell you, I was secretly hoping he'd go, who? Who are you? I'm like, I remember you. There's a little part of me that was like, how awesome.
Who's this now? I was
Steve?
Lucky, man. I started with Elvis and Greg and Danielle. And the only reason I'm bringing it up on the podcast is I think a lot of people are aware of those guys out of New York.
Yeah, especially if you're not from around here. Yeah. They're syndicated in every city.
So anyway, that was funny. And I think that's a good way to end the Rap Party Podcast.
Yes, it is. Until next time, we say goodbye.
And have fun at your nonsense meetings today, everybody. Yeah. Nonsense meetings today, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.